From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as the I-dotting and T-crossing continues in Congress on the administration's health care overhaul bill, President Obama told a crowd in Iowa City, Iowa today he isn't concerned about Republican threats to punish lawmakers who voted for the bill. Mr. Obama noting that if they want to have a fight, we can have it. The president also says he thinks the American people will not want to go back to a system that he says favored insurers.
We'll start reducing the waste in the system, from unnecessary tests to unwarranted insurance subsidies, so that over time, Americans are going to save money.
Democrats pushed changes to the health care bill through today on a 56-43 vote. However, a few minor issues still need to be dealt with before the amendments can be sent back to the president. President Obama earlier this week signed the underlying health care overhaul bill. Former Republican House Speaker Newt Gingrich says Democratic leaders need to take some responsibility for threats made against those who voted for health care reform. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capoluto reports.
Speaking in Atlanta, Newt Gingrich says he is more worried about the future of America than he's ever been in his political life. He condemned the new federal health care legislation, and when asked about threats made by opponents of the bill, Gingrich partially blamed Democrats.
I'm happy to condemn any effort to engage in personal threats. But I think that the Democratic leadership has to take some real responsibility for having run a machine that used corrupt tactics, that bought votes, that bullied people, and then, as a result, has enraged much of the American people.
Gingrich would not say whether he plans to run for president in 2012, but he says his focus is narrowing. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.
Google's business partnerships in China are coming under pressure 2 days after it rerouted the search engine through Hong Kong to try to dodge Chinese censorship. NPR's Louisa Lim has more on the fallout.
China's second biggest mobile carrier, China Unicom, today announced it would drop Google's search engine from its cell phones. The company's president said it could only work with companies that abide by Chinese law. Google's Chinese search engine has also been dumped by a Hong Kong website, TomOnline. One of China's most popular portals, Sina.com, says it's reviewing its partnership with Google. So far, Google's other services, like Google Maps and Gmail, are still functioning. But the state-run media have been attacking the company. The China Daily accused Google's exit of being part of a deliberate U.S. plot. Another article argued the idea that a foreign company could dictate its will to a sovereign country died 150 years ago with the British East Asia Company. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Government reports first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, down by 14,000 to 442,000. Upbeat earnings news from a major electronics retailer and maker of cell phone chips helped send stocks higher at one point, but the market fizzled. The Dow was up just 5 points today. This is NPR. Britain's Prince Charles made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan today, the prince stopping in the Taliban-infested province where his younger son, Prince Harry, served for 10 weeks until his secret deployment was leaked to the media. Wearing military fatigues, Prince Charles recalled how much he worried about his son during the time he was stationed in Helmand Province and said he sympathizes with the families of other British soldiers serving in the country. Britain has lost 276 troops since the war began in 2001 second to the U.S. South Africa has announced a plan to distribute 2 billion condoms and test 15 million people for HIV in what is being billed as the world's largest AIDS prevention effort. We get details from NPR's Brenda Wilson.
South Africa's Ministry of Health says the condom distribution and HIV testing campaign is set to launch next month. An estimated 10% of the population is infected with the virus. The government asked thousands of retired physicians to volunteer. Hospitals, clinics, universities, pharmacies, and mobile units in remote areas are being enlisted. Hundreds of doctors and private organizations have pledged their help. 1 billion condoms will be distributed to hotels during the International World Cup Games this summer. The United Kingdom has promised 42 million condoms then. AIDS activists in South Africa welcomed the government's new commitment to HIV prevention and to treat 80% of those who are infected. The previous government was roundly criticized for denying the cause of HIV and delaying treatment. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved slightly lower today. Crude oil was down 8 cents a barrel to end the session at $80.53 a barrel today on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.